Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman. It's another episode of Azure Friday. We're here with Paulo Ramos, and we're going to talk about migrating classic VMs, classic virtual machines, to the new ARM model, the new resource manager model.
That is correct. That
yeah.
is correct.
So I've got a couple of virtual machines. I think I made them a long time ago, and I just don't think about them. They run, they do their job, but I understand now that they are classic VMs.
So basically, the classic model works pretty well, and we don't have any mandatory reason for you to migrate VMs.
So there's no timer that's counting down.
No, there is no timer, right? The things keep working, right? But you have new security model, you have your new deployment model, you have new features that are coming only on ARM. So you want to take advantage of all of that.
Well, I've always, honestly, I log into the portal, I see virtual machines classic, and I see virtual machines, and I feel a little sad.
Yeah.
And I think
you want to be on the latest.
I don't really feel like doing this, but I really don't even know what I would need to do.
Absolutely. And you want to have easy tools to migrate you from the classic.
If you make a button, I'll push that button.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So basically, we developed a tool that sits on two pillars, right? Basically, it goes to your classic deployment and extracts everything and creates an ARM template out of it, right? Doesn't change anything.
Okay.
Just creates an ARM template out of it.
So it's an export template feature.
Exactly, right? With that template, you can do whatever you want. You can do change adjustments or just deploy as it is.
Without touching the classic VM. It doesn't hurt anything.
Absolutely. You can test it. You can see how it runs, how you need to adapt your process internally, your scripts, everything. You test it, right?
Okay.
As soon as you have it, you start your deployment, right? But then you need an effective way for you to copy all the blobs that you have attached to those classic VMs and make them available into new storage accounts.
Right. What I really want is a convert in place. Like I want to take that VM as it is and just move it into the ARM world.
Yeah,
and convert it in its place.
And effectively the Azure platform provides that, right? So platform native way of doing it does just that without touching the VM itself. It just creates the new objects on ARM, right?
Okay.
But with the export approach, we also bring additional functionalities, right? Mm. So you can change things, you can migrate between different types of VMs, different tenants.
It gives you an opportunity while you're in the process
to
make a bigger
stuff.
VM to correct things.
Yeah, you can change everything.
That makes sense.
All right, so let's show that. Okay. Let's run the tool. So the tool is available on GitHub.
Oh, so it's open source.
Yeah. So you just go to aka.ms/migas, and you'll be directed to this one.
Okay.
And let's run it.
So MIG, migrate, AZ, Azure. So migas.
Yeah.
aka.ms/migas. Migas. Okay.
That's correct. And basically what it does, so let me just... that's correct. Sign in. Let me sign in here to connect to my classic resources.
Okay. I like that you did it open source. Like I feel
absolutely.
A lot of times in the past, Microsoft will go and release a tool like this, and we'll stick it on the Microsoft Download Center, and then it'll just sit there, and
no one
understands.
Right.
But here, if you disappear or this thing disappears, we have the source. We can modify it.
And anyone can adapt to itself. And in fact, since we published the tool, we received already two two pull requests with great changes to the tool.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're signed in.
Okay, I'm signed in. So we have a list of all the subscriptions that I have access to. When I select the subscription, it will actually start to publish the virtual networks, the storage accounts, and the cloud service and virtual machines that we have with classic deployment.
Ah, so these are not just for virtual machines. It's classic anything.
Yeah, absolutely. Classic anything related with infrastructure as a service, right? So we don't touch the typical PaaS cloud service deployment. That one we need to redeploy, right? But from the virtual networks, storage accounts, and the VMs, we'll just extract everything related to that.
Nice.
Okay. So you will see here, so we'll have our VMs that compose our SharePoint site that we'll use for the demo. It's just a couple of domain controllers, a couple of SQL servers with always on, and two web servers for SharePoint.
Okay.
Right? So we'll select it. And we also select the storage accounts where those VMs are within.
Okay.
And we'll also select the VNets they are attached to.
Okay.
So let's export that.
So this is all of the resources that are associated with your SharePoint deployment, which,
absolutely.
Again, a typical SharePoint deployment, but still 7 virtual machines, it's a non-trivial amount of stuff.
Of course, yeah. And it can be really much larger than that. Mm-hmm. And the good thing is that you can pick and select the objects that you want to migrate at once, right? Okay. You don't need to select everything, right? So let's just export. So it's just doing REST API calls to the ASM API.
And of course, everything. Because it's open source, this is probably a good way for people to look at the code and learn how you're calling these APIs.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because this is nice. It's important to remember that in the new Microsoft, there aren't secret APIs that only you get to call. You're calling
the
public APIs.
With everyone.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's great.
So two files were created, this export JSON, right? And if you look at it,
I appreciate that you're using Visual Studio Code.
Oh, absolutely. I love it. To edit JSON code is really fantastic.
Okay.
So what you see here is the JSON code for the ARM template.
So you made an ARM template for me.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't need to touch in anything. Mm. Other than you want to change something. Then you just added this ARM template with the new objects or the new properties that you want.
Right.
That's it. Right. So this is the JSON template that we have. And we also export a second file, that is this one, that is the details of all the blobs that you need to copy to the new storage accounts.
Okay. Right. There's the virtual hard drive for that that Active Directory.
And we have the source storage account, the source storage account key to connect and copy that.
Okay.
All right. So with those two files, what we want to do. So basically, with those two files, I want to create a resource group. This one. Let's create a resource group.
Okay, so you selected that. This is just a reminder to people. He's in the PowerShell ISC. It's kind of an IDE for PowerShell. You select that and you hit F5 and it runs just
F8.
That one line. F8?
F8.
So just the
runs
one line.
The selected line.
Okay.
Yep. And now I want to deploy that template file. So if you want to look at this side. So we are deploying to the resource group.
Using that template.
And we are using that template.
That's not very complicated.
No, it's really.
I thought it would be a little harder.
No. For people that are already learning ARM, and ARM template is the base foundations of it, it's really easy. Really easy for them. Okay? So we're starting to deploy. Let's switch to the portal, and let's see that deploy. Let's go here, refresh. There we go.
It was kind of cool that you have both the, you used the classic portal to represent the classic virtual machines. Nice touch.
So this deploying, we see already a lot of resources here already that is being deployed. Let's go here to deploying. Let's see what the job is doing live.
One of the nice things about ARM is that you get more insight into what's happening while it's happening.
Much more.
Before we would say create and then you just kind of wait.
Yeah.
But now you're actually seeing all the different pieces happening asynchronously.
Yeah, absolutely. The API just tells, now I'm doing this, now I'm doing that. And everything is asynchronous, right? So it's deploying. And now we are deploying the VMs in a mode that we call attach mode. So we are creating the VMs, and we will attach to the same blobs that we had before. But we haven't copied them yet. Right. Mm. So we will receive an error from the API. Hey, I'm deploying this VM, but you are pointing to a URL from a VHD that is still not there. So I will throw you an error for you to know about it, right? And that is expected because you are deploying the resources. And the second step is for you to copy all the blobs, right? So you deploy the resources for you to see how it looks without touching the production environment.
I see. This is an important reminder to people. When they think of a virtual machine, they think it's one thing.
Yeah.
But it's the description of the virtual machine, and it's the disk.
Yeah.
So you're saying the disk is not there yet because you never copied the blobs.
So if you go see the errors, you'll see that. One or more.
Yep, there it is. One or more errors occurred while preparing VM disks.
I'm preparing the disks. Uh-huh. And you'll even get the message to say.
Yeah, they'll probably tell you exactly why.
Yeah.
Okay.
On the portal, it does say.
But the VM's still there, it just has no disk underneath it.
Absolutely, right.
Okay.
So what we'll do now is start the process of copying those blobs to the new storage accounts, right?
Okay.
So we have two approaches to that. If the server is a stateless server, we can just copy them while they are running, right? Mm-hmm. We'll do a snapshot of the disk, copy the snapshot, and that's it, right? If the server is stateless, you can do that. But if you are talking about a SQL server, or if you are talking about a VM that is using stripe disks, multiple disks attached, and you stripe them, you really want to stop that VM to guarantee that you have the consistent volume on the other side.
Okay. And that really depends on how you need to think about how you're using your IaaS.
It depends on your scenario, absolutely. Okay. So for that step, you also include a script, PowerShell script that is blob copy, that you say the resource group that you want to copy to, and the details file that was created before. Mm-hmm. And you have two ways to start. The first one is start blob copy. It will start all the jobs for copying all those in parallel. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then you have another mode that is monitor, that you monitor how is the copy doing.
Yeah, is it done yet?
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay, let's go. So this will start the deployment.
And it's nice that a lot of this is asynchronous. Early in Azure, several years ago, there was a lot of synchrony.
Yeah, and you would be stuck there.
Waiting for 50 gigs to go.
Yeah, this is really not the case. Yeah. So we will create a table for you with all the measurements that you see, mm-hmm. right? Starting every single one.
Yeah, and I can see over here, it's going 3, 5, filling out the table, and
basically
preparing the jobs.
Basically, it's putting the start time of that job. Mm-hmm. So then you have some statistics on when it's started and when it's finished, and so you know the expected time for you to migrate.
And this blob copy script comes with the tool.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. So the first stage just started, okay? And now, the jobs are running in the Azure backend. Mm-hmm. So there is nothing going to your workstation. Everything mm-hmm. is on the fabric of Azure, right? So you'll start now with monitor mode. Okay. You start to see some statistics, and you see that some of the files already finished, right? This is because I run this several times already. Some of these data is already cached, so it's migrated faster.
Makes sense.
So right now, let's do some fast forward, okay? Because it will take something like half an hour to transfer this.
Okay. This is like on the cooking show when they put the cake, and now here's the finished cake.
Absolutely.
All right.
So let's have our dessert. Okay, so here you see what you see on the finish. There is a pending here, but that is not true, right?
Yeah,
it's just,
it's just from before.
It just misplaced.
There you go, success.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're all done.
So what we do now we have our disks there, right? So what we do, just redeploy the template. Because the disks are there, the VMs will boot up.
Was it important to deploy the template before the disks were there?
For me it is, right? For me to see all the objects there, I don't mind to receive that special error of the URL, right? For me it's important to have all the
resources. And it doesn't hurt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
But you can just deploy a template just with a storage accounts and then copy the blobs, and you'll don't see that.
And this is another good reminder about why this ARM technique is superior to doing it kind of programmatically. Mm-hmm. Because what ARM is doing is it's saying, make it like this, and if it already exists, then it just won't make
it
a change.
It just updates.
It's just going to assert itself.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Okay, so let's redeploy again. Okay.
So this is the same deployment as before.
This is just the same deployment, just fast forward,
same
right?
Same template, fast forwarded. Now we've
just
got all
that. Just the same template. We haven't touched anything.
And it's going to notice that the disks are there, and the VMs will start to.
Let's just go to that one.
Okay.
So it's resource group, and with this size, it's not so easy. Okay. Right, it's deploying. Mm-hmm. Deploy. Okay, the VMs are now deploying. And in
the portal is really getting nice.
It's better.
It's so much better.
It's so much better. Yeah. And it because it's so different from the classic one, the first time you touch it, it's, oh man, this is so different. This will be hard.
Yeah.
But as soon as you start to learn this pieces together,
so
the VMs will just redeploy. Mm-hmm. Let's just do another fast forward.
Okay.
Right? With a deployment that is already ended.
Okay.
Okay, that is this one. Oh, man, again. I have a deployment 4.
Okay.
That was successful.
Smart. There you go.
Everything is deployed here.
And everything's up.
So basically, we are bringing everything.
So then I bring these up, and then I go back to my classics, and I can archive them or whatever.
So yeah. So basically, what we do now is that we go here to. So this is the DNS name for the site, right? Mm-hmm. So let me just update that. So update it.
Because the classic's still running.
Yeah.
Then you swap.
I'm just switching the DNS pointer mm-hmm. to the new, right?
And Azure's managing your DNS for you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't set that up yet. I need to look into that.
Yeah, it works really well.
Yeah? Well, now you programmatically are able to go and swap it.
Yeah. Absolutely. So let's go and blog.
Okay. You have a dot ninja. That's the it's dot ninja.
Yeah.
Instead of dot com. That's pretty sweet.
So demo user. There you go. Should be.
And this will be
seconds.
Your new stuff. And there's your.
And
new
this
SharePoint.
Is the new deployment. Just copied from one side to the other.
Very
That's
cool.
That's so easy.
All right. Well, it's actually easier than you think to take your classic IaaS over to ARM with the MIGAZ.
Yeah, MIGAZ. We call it MIGAZ.
MIGAZ. We're learning all about migrations here on Azure Friday.